Hey, good morning, everyone. So I'm recording all the podcasts right now. I've set time away from my schedule and I'm just getting it done. I've just realized as well, I think in the app. So how do I record my podcast? I literally just talk into my phone on an app called Anchor. It's all done free. They distribute it all. The only extra thing I normally do is put it in my stories and put it on Twitter. I haven't been doing that lately. Just because I've been deleting my social media apps, and I have noticed then the views on the podcast are lower because obviously I'm not showing that consistency. So it does show consistency is key. And if you want to create a podcast, it's completely free. Anchor goes away, finds all the, gets all the approvals from like Apple Pods, everything like that. It's amazing. It's literally so simple. It's too easy not to do it. Like, it actually is. So how do, in general, how do you create a podcast? Just decide a name, get a picture. My picture, is Consultant Life. And, what is it about? And that's it. And then just keep creating. So literally everything I do, like every day, because I just produce a podcast on stuff I learned. And even if you repeat the same content, you may say it in a different way that may hit someone, because, repetition is always key. So I wouldn't worry about that. Like, don't overthink it. Like right now, to record the rest of the podcast for the week, I've literally just wrote down some titles and that is it. And literally this podcast have just come out of nowhere. Like, literally out of nowhere. But it just shows that we're all people. So just embrace whoever you are and just go with the flow of creativity. That's why I think I've got a lot more confidence in myself than others, because I always back myself and I'm like, okay, right, Katie, now you're talking about what happens if you're not consistent on the podcast. You've noticed in the data analytics how many people are listening to it and have decreased. Now you're telling people how to create a podcast all for free. You're kind of in a way guilt tripping them a little bit into creating the podcast because it's so simple. You can create a podcast about anything, like anything you want, whether you're into troll dolls, into slime, all that stuff, because you've got to understand that people learn and take content in different ways. So podcasts are amazing for busy people. The reason why I do podcasts is because obviously my target audience is consultants, and a consultant can't sit there and watch YouTube videos all day long. But I do podcasts. I do, friends channel. And then, YouTube, Instagram, I literally do everything, just because I've made it so simple. Like, especially these podcasts, well, it may take me 30 minutes on a Sunday, and now even built in the app, I can already schedule them out, so I won't even have to worry about this. Oh, so now they've added a feature saying like hashtags or like tags that you can search on Twitter. So when people search in Spotify, your podcast could probably get discovered. I'm not sure yet how effective they are, but still, it's still nice to have that functionality. So use a guilt trip for those of you who want to create a podcast and don't. It is so simple. Literally, you just go on, you populate that information, and you catch your fucking self, right? You can always change your art of your podcast, okay? It won't always got to be fucking perfect, because this is what stops people. Literally set a 30 minute slot, right? On the weekend or wherever you want, just set a 30-minute slot and you're creating your podcast and doing your first episode in that time. Because do you know what? 30 minutes is actually probably too much for you. But the use of guilt trip, have an amazing day, listen to other content that will boost you, but also go out and get your own. See ya.